An Account of Some Strange Disturbances in Angier Street by J.S. Lefanu. My cousin, Tom Ludlow, and I studied medicine together. He was of a sedate but frank and cheerful nature, very exact in his observance of truth, and not by any means, like myself, of an excitable or nervous temperament. My uncle Ludlow, Tom's father, while we were attending lectures, purchased 3 or 4 old houses in Angier Street, one of which was unoccupied. He resided in the country, and Tom proposed that we should take up our abode in the untenanted house, so long as it should continue unlet, a move which would accomplish the double end of settling us nearer alike to our lecture rooms and to our amusements, and of relieving us from the weekly charge of rent for our lodgings. The front drawing-room was our sitting-room. I had the bedroom over it, and Tom the back bedroom on the same floor, which nothing could have induced me to occupy. The house, to begin with, was a very old one. The agent who bought it and looked into the titles for my uncle told me that it was sold, along with much other forfeited property, at Chichester House, I think, in 1702, and had belonged to Sir Thomas Hacket, who was Lord Mayor of Dublin in James II's time. How old it was then, I can't say. The old woman who kept a little dirt pie of a shop in the lane, and whose daughter, a girl of 2 and 50, was our solitary handmaid, coming in at sunrise and chastely receding again as soon as she had made all ready for tea in our state apartment,